Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay. Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Well, 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 well.
Well.
We're deep in the trenches. We really are. I mean, you added a third job to your resume. You're now a juror.
Juror number seven.
Juror number seven.
I'm done, though.
You're done. But, like, that's another thing for you to be juggling. We talk about that a little bit in the pre-show this week. But we have this job of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've been carrying five shows, and Rugged Roni Legacy did a 3-episode drop the day we record today.
And I was in trial.
And you were on trial. So we're not covering that this week, but maybe even better, Brendan's covering instead the Roni Rugged Legacy premiere party.
I was there, and I remember it all too well.
In the flesh. Selfie with Suri.
Okay, well, yeah. That was like the gag of the...
That was the gag of the season.
The gag of the night. Suri Fields from Survivor, The Traitors, and Big Brother.
Yeah.
Kind of stomped in a little late to the party.
Well, the important people show up last.
I know. I was at the bar with my friend Yolanda, and we turn around, and Suri and her son Jared are right there. And I didn't know what to do, so I just yelled legend at her. And then Yolanda did too. And she was so nice. And later, I went up to her and got a really bad selfie with her.
You also lensed a photo with our friend Evan Ross Katz and Suri.
Well, it was fun to see Evan react to being in the same space as Suri.
Yeah.
Obviously, Evan hosts a podcast about Survivor called Drop Your Buffs.
Yeah.
And is a big Survivor fan. I think it's well documented.
Sure.
So I took it upon myself to document him
reacting
to Suri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interestingly enough, we're focusing on Suri first and foremost. I was actually a little surprised a party's even happening. Not to be mean.
I wasn't surprised there was a party happening. I was surprised by one of the attendees.
And who would that be?
Ramona Singer.
Exactly.
Given everything.
Yeah. So it was a shock to see her on the red carpet. I think Brandi Glanville has been shocked to see her on the red carpet as well.
Yes.
So we got her there. We got the rest of the cast there.
Yeah. And it was actually like set up. The party was like on two floors of this space that was like right on Bryant Park. So it was like very holidays. Like I was obviously early, so I was killing time.
And you were on your feet.
Yeah, I was on my feet for the holidays, so I was killing time, and I was like walking around Bryant Park because that's like all I could do to kill time before the party started. Then I was like the third person in the party.
Stop. No. Did you have like turn over the chair?
I was like, no, I wasn't the third. I was maybe the
fourth,
10th.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it was interesting.
How would you compare it to the Roni reboot party?
The Roni reboot party was a little more grand because it was in the Rainbow Room.
Sure.
So that just like the view and everything. But I mean, this space was still really nice.
Okay.
The decorations, it was all like, there was decor of like women's quotes on the wall.
Yeah, I saw
there
that,
were like
yeah.
golden apples everywhere. There was a big golden apple cake.
Mm.
They had like photos of them all on the walls.
Okay.
Which was cool. It was like interesting choices for photos because they were like obviously all stuff from like seasons we'd seen in the past, but it was never like an iconic like shot. It was just like random photos of like Kristen Takeman in a scene that we like kind of don't remember.
Now, I know you didn't really like interact with any of these gals, but did you see them doing anything interesting, behaving interestingly, in conversation with anyone interesting?
I think Ramona was kind of shy.
Yeah, she's probably like a little tail between the legs.
Yeah, it felt like the ones who were making the most rounds were Luann, Sonia, and Kristen. I think Kristen was just like, and I think she said this before, she was like kind of surprised to be cast, so I think she was just like happy to be there.
Sure. I think it's a little bit of a contrast to how you're describing Ramona, because I went to a Roni premiere party for Tinsley's first season.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramona was like screaming at staff, getting behind the bar. Like,
and I actually have watched the first like 20 minutes of the first episode of Rugged. And I think people were thinking they were going to like cut Ramona out, like minimize her appearance. No, she's full on Ramona in it.
Sure. Yeah.
Another highlight. I turn, my friend Yolanda is talking to a familiar face. I'm like, how do I know this person? It's Aja from Girlfriends in Paris.
Oh my God.
And Yolanda introduces me, yada yada, we get to talking. Somehow, I think Yolanda said something along the lines of like how I do a podcast about Bravo.
Yeah.
And Aja's like, oh, what podcast? And I say it. And she has listened to our episodes about Real Girlfriends in Paris. And then like, I was like, oh, like I thought it was just like a little bit of like her just like being nice.
Although not to be like mean to Real Girlfriends in Paris, but it would kind of like go out on a limb to assume that we covered it.
Yeah. And she basically said like she was seeking out like podcasts that were covering the show.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so, but I thought it was like a little bit of like lip service, whatever. Later, we're waiting in line at the bar for a drink. And she starts singing our fucking theme song. And I think we should put like a little bit of the audio in here. Please. Just so you know.
I mean, when you said this, I was screaming. Because obviously we all know I'm a real girl. He's in Paris. Super fan, number one. Number two, she's one of the real girlies I actually follow to
she's
this day.
Like, if not the star, one of the top two stars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, for her to have heard us talking about them, I mean, I'm glad it's like her, because I'm like, I think I only said the positive things about you, really.
Oh, as if she's listening now.
You know, she's out there singing the song, maybe. I don't know.
No, it was just like one of those like kind of weird random things where I was like, I cannot believe this is like happening.
I know. That is like a crazy thing to happen.
Yeah, everything like started like revving up like near the like the back half of the party. Like Suri happened then, this happened then.
Yeah.
And then Jason from Winterhouse Summerhouse fucking walks in looking hot as hell.
But like, what is he doing here?
I don't know.
Not that like Suri and Aja particularly make sense, but like, what are you doing here, Jason? Yeah. What are you doing here without Giselle?
Exactly. Bring her in.
Okay. Yeah. That's, That's fun.
Yeah, it was nice. And then obviously like all the doll, like all the Bravo dolls were there. Like the Bravo, like the people who run the like the Bravo accounts and have the, like the Bravo podcast and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you got to say hi to them.
Got to say hi to them. Everyone was lovely.
Mm.
And then I had to go home because I had jury duty the next day. I had to fucking run the trial.
I mean, you were the first one there every day.
Today I was third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of 15.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We've had like a slow few weeks of news. We got a big week of news this week.
We got trailers. Like we're in a fucking trailer park.
We're in a trailer park. Which one are we discussing first?
Vanderpump Rules.
Okay. Vanderpump Rules trailer. Let me set the scene. I'm seated. I'm watching it. I can't believe my eyes that I'm caring what I'm seeing. Like, especially because during BravoCon, they kind of gave us not quite a trailer, but like a tease.
Mm-hmm.
I particularly remember something that ended up in the trailer. The James Kennedy, like, drawing the line in the sand. Like,
yes.
Ariana on this side, Tom on this side. But there's actually, like, stuff in this trailer that is interesting.
Made some news.
Katie, bi/pan queen.
Yeah. Everyone needs a bi era.
We got Tom Schwartz dyeing his hair.
Which we know about.
We've got... Okay, this is in the trailer, but like, in you know, in the aftermath of the trailer, Sheena revealing that Tom Sandoval has blocked Summer Moon on Instagram.
Which
everyone actually should block Summer Moon. Okay, what else do we have going on?
Oh, speaking of Sheena, I mean, like the biggest bombshell.
Oh,
is Sheena and Schwartz. They made out in Vegas, but we don't know the timeline yet.
That's what I want to get my eyes and ears on.
So, I mean, like, if it was any time during the run of Vanderpump Rules, Schwartz has always been with Katie, and Sheena's kind of always been in a different relationship.
Well, like, the Schwartz and Katie being together, or Sheena with Brock, or Sheena with Shay Shay.
Or the guy who put the TV up in 7 minutes.
But like all those other men, Schwartz was with Katie.
Yeah, exactly.
So like when did this take place?
And it's like Katie didn't trust. And also, okay. Sheena was in Katie's wedding, wasn't she? Was she a bridesmaid?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, weren't they always mean to Sheena?
Yeah, but I feel like they made up for
for Lisa.
Yes, everything's for Lisa.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong about Sheena being in Katie's wedding, but for some reason, okay. I like was in my brain.
Which didn't they have like multiple weddings too? Didn't they have like the follow up wedding in Vegas? Maybe she was a bridesmaid then.
Oh wait, no. Sheena is in Katie's wedding.
Okay.
So the fact that
as a kisser.
So the fact that like she potentially made out with Tom before that.
Or after
that.
Bad.
Sheena's always been
A little snake. A slippery something.
Something. Oh, then Lala.
Okay. This actually okay. This is no. I'm gonna phrase this correctly.
Okay.
Okay. This is what actually got me up out the seat screaming, because I do think this is like an interesting thing to watch on the show as like, okay, this is an ensemble cast, right? Rachel has now been exiled, really not able to easily monetize or benefit from the success of the show.
Yeah. Alexa, play Exile by Taylor Swift.
So step right down. Now we got Ariana, Lifetime movie, Dancing with the Stars, Chicago, another club, right?
And then a reference that was made by Ariana and Katie to my work account at BravoCon.
Then we got in the middle, like, okay, Lala, you made a fuck ton of money, sent it to Daryl, which is like from this. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Tom and Ariana. Uber Eats, you're in the commercial. You're getting paid for that too. Like, you're getting benefits, right? But Lala, of course, is like, this girl, like, she gets it all. And like, I was fucked over too. Need I remind you?
Fofty?
Need I remind you? And like, I was trying to cry about that last year and no one cared, right?
Yeah. Alexa played Jealous by Beyonce. 10-year anniversary, by the way.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
So I actually find this riveting.
It's riveting, but it's also... I know that you agreed with like the sentiment.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Want me to pull up the text? I think it said something along the lines of, I agree with Lala for once or something like that.
No. Oh my God. I'm being nailed to the cross like Jesus was. Stop it.
No, but first time I agreed with Lala.
Like, can't you be sassy in the group chat? Like, whatever happened to fun? We're just having fun.
No, but it is fun. But it just like, she's not the vessel for this message to come through. Because like you said, she made bank off of this. She did a down payment on her house.
Yeah.
From the fucking ugliest sweatshirts I've ever seen in my life.
Well, no, actually, I wouldn't say the ugliest. Because actually...
Defending Lala once again.
For how many years have I been like on this very podcast, Roll Footage, one of the biggest Lala haters? But I got to say, most merch is ugly.
Like, unless you go to comethroughqueen.com.
No, we're going to get good merch.
No, our merch is actually iconic. If you wear a little coat over it, it says Meth Queen.
Yeah. But like, I got to say, like, Senator Darryl isn't that bad. The design.
Sure. It just like, it's...
It's corny.
It's not even just that it's corny. It's like, it lives in a 5-minute span of time. Mm. Like, it's like, if I were walking down the street with that on, I would have to explain so much what this meant.
Yeah. I wonder if you wear a jacket over that, does that have like a message?
But it'd be like, someone just like, oh, what does that mean? Well, there was this, have you heard of Vanderpump Rules? There was this thing that happened where this girl Ariana was cheated on. And then this girl Lala, who's also on the show, talked about it on her podcast. And then somebody called her out. And then, yeah.
I don't know. I'm actually excited. I'm seated.
I think a lot of us had Scandoval fatigue and we were all like, oh, they're going to flop next year because they were flopping before Scandoval happened. Yeah. But let's remind everyone actually, like the season was good before Scandoval broke last year. Yeah, so they were already on an upswing. Mm. It just like hit it out of the park.
Yeah. Wow.
While we're talking about this, Vanderpump Villa.
Okay. On Hulu.
It's
release date TBD.
Lisa Vanderpump and like her cast of French characters.
Now, interestingly enough, I clicked through to the People magazine article and they do like a photo, a name, and like a city, and like they're all from the States, it sounds like. Like we're all flying in together. So we're not going to be like with the French girls.
Oh, so it's kind of like Lindsay Lohan show.
Yeah. Like everyone's from a different location. Like I don't really.
Interesting. But speaking of French girls, how many jokes about like paint me like one of your French girls are they going to make or draw me like one of your French girls? Or are they too young for that reference?
Maybe they may be a little Z.
Anyways, I'll watch the first episode.
I mean, we have a hot cast.
Good.
It's just like very strange for me, like that this is airing on Hulu.
I know. In a world where we're still having like Southern hospitality on Bravo, but Lisa Vanderpump can't successfully pitch another similar show to Bravo as wild.
But we're getting Vanderpump Valley in the spring.
I know. And speaking of the Vanderpump Rules trailer, we did get a little Jax.
A Jax tease.
Jax having his like return era is wild.
On the heels of House of Villains.
I know. Is that show still on? I think it is.
I'm sorry to say it is. And like, what a mismanagement of talent. I want to say.
Yeah.
Like, what a waste. It makes you feel sick, actually.
Bring back Celebrity Big Brother every year, please. Mm,
that's what we need.
Get that cast into that house. It would be iconic. I'd watch. My God. Okay. And throw in, like, a politician.
So, speaking of casts, a trailer dropped, which, like, I was already high on Pump trailer.
Yeah, but we're in the trailer park, so you have to go to the other trailer.
The Traitors US Season 2 trailer. Chills.
So good. So this year, they are doing all reality stars.
Yeah.
Smart move.
We've already gone through the casts. We've done a Care or Don't Care. But in terms of the trailer, heavy focus on one of the queens of Peacock, really, Phaedra Parks.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, a lot of Larsa.
But, like, that's to be expected because, like, she already has a compelling storyline going into it because she goes into it with Michael Jordan's son, her boyfriend.
We got some Tamara. We've got just a tiny taste of Janelle.
I know. We need more Janelle. I worry that some of, like, the stars on the show won't care about Janelle because they think less of Big Brother.
Oh, well, we got Dan Giesling there as well. And do we have a third Big Brother?
Maybe. Person?
I don't, can't think of it off the top of my head. But those are two big, Big Brother people.
I know, but Big Brother. Okay. The thing about Big Brother is that, like, it doesn't it doesn't get the press. It has a lot of viewers, it has a lot of loyal viewers, but it does not get the press that, like, Housewives get.
Doesn't permeate.
So they, like, won't know them.
But didn't we, like, get the vibe that, like, Tamara
her and Tamara.
And that's, like, if you're going to get, like, an ally.
Well, I mean, like, it's like blonde girls sticking together.
Yeah. We got some, I think we got a good amount of Miss Pep.
I know.
A taste of CT.
My old neighbor.
So I'm so excited. January 12th, a Friday, 3-episode drop.
January, like a Friday, 3-episode drop in the middle of winter.
Oh, my, winter's coming.
Perfect. And then continue.
Okay. We cried last year because Traitors US season one dropped all like 8, 9, 10 episodes on one day. So you had to like steamroll through it so the trolls online wouldn't ruin it for you.
The trolls being like us?
No, just like the people who are like, I can't believe Ceri won. Like, oh, thanks for like that commentary. I'm not saying like that I saw that, but like sometimes like people do such stupid like,
yeah,
like if you're gonna say something, at least like say something like interesting. Like you don't have to like say something that's on like the Wikipedia article. Like tell a friend.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, don't go look at my tweets if you want something interesting, by the way.
Okay. So 3 episodes on Friday, January 12th. Subsequent episodes airing weekly, Thursday nights, live on Peacock, 6 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast. I'm crying. We did it, kids.
The only thing is, sucks for us.
Oh, yeah.
Should we move our recording while Traitors is airing?
No, we're not going to. Well, we won't move it because we're going to record. We won't look at our phones.
Then I go.
And then we watch.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. You just can't, like, look. It's okay not to look.
I don't look at my phone anymore. After being in jury duty, I'm used to not having a phone.
You're looking at the Constitution.
Yeah.
You're looking at the laws.
Today you were like, I can't believe Brendan's still in there.
I was worried. Okay. I think that's it for Traitors.
I will just say, I do think that Alan Cumming is an iconic host. Just like just having him like
move over Rue, move over Julie, move over who's the survivor guy?
Probst. Move over Pat Sajak.
Move over, please.
He is moving over, I think.
He's the worst of the worst.
No, but I just think like to have him guide us through this experience, even the trailer, I'm like, it's happy to be here with this Bai King.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. And he used to have, did I say this? He used to have a line of lotions that was called Coming All Over.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's hop on over.
To Potomac.
Which I got to say, best episode of the season.
Yeah. I'm worried.
Speaking of Coming All Over.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of. I don't want to get into like the mechanics of this too much, but I'm sorry. There's only one answer on like what to do in that situation. Mm. And I think Robin's on the right side of history.
I think Ashley is onto something.
What was Ashley's?
She's like, Michael Darby like falling asleep, and Ashley's sitting there
with it, holding it in her mouth. I'm sorry. I think like,
oh, that's Comedy Queen actually. That is so funny.
It's so sick.
Like, okay, so we're chit-chatting about this. Why is Candace, like, unprompted being like, pee on me?
And then who made the point that, like, men don't drink water, so they've got disgusting piss? And then Candace is like, it's okay, it's in the shower. Yeah, that's not the point.
Well, I mean, the shower, I think, helps, at least.
No, I know, but, like, with, like, the asparagus, like, piss... Mm.
Oh, that's always fun when you're like, oh, yeah, I ate asparagus.
I thought you were going somewhere
no,
else.
No. Just when you're like reminded about your past eating habits.
It's like corn, too, but in the other direction.
I'm glad we didn't go down that road. Oh, my God.
They did go down that road about eating booty, too. You're also, right, like, man. Grow up.
Okay, well, just on this train, Ashley setting up the easels for the girls to paint the vagines, only to never put paintbrush to canvas.
Okay, so when they were talking about this initially, I thought they were going to... I didn't think they were going to paint a picture of their vagines. I thought they were going to actually paint their vagines.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but, like, with Ashley, you never know. She really is, like...
So I'm sorry. What are the easels for, then? To, like, to block the cameras?
Or, like, to place it down?
Oh, so it's, like, Like a print.
Yeah, like a stamp.
Like a stamp. That's crazy.
But you really never know with Ashley. Mm. She is like freak of the week.
No.
Not officially our freak of the week, but like she's the freak of every week.
Yeah, she's a freak of every week. Okay.
What would you do if I was like, hey, I just want to get all our friends together to like paint our buttholes?
Oh wait. Well, like, but that's a big difference because, like, Ashley's like you're familiar with, like, are you familiar with your bee? How? Unless you're like, what's that like Greek god who like fell into the lake because he was like staring in his face?
Narcissist.
Unless you're like staring at the bee in a mirror, like, it's not like you see him every day.
A lot of people are staring.
Okay. A lot of people sharing. Yeah, very interesting.
We never like talk this sexually. Let's move on from this.
All right, wait. While we're sitting in the hotel room, not painting machines, when it's like, maybe to put this into terms that you might understand, when Robin's on trial.
Heard of it?
When Robin's on trial.
And juror number 7.
What's the verdict for Robin? No, when like the girls are like grilling her and she's like, and when someone's like, well, did you ever like read the message? And Robin's like, no, like he's always cleaning his phone. Like that's just what he likes to do. He just likes to delete everything and keep it clean. And then like Wendy looking at the...
Wendy's face during that.
So like...
Like making eye contact with the camera.
That's when I say like, for those of you calling for Wendy's dismissal... No.
She's good. But that scene was really interesting also because like the night before, Robin and Candace had the moment where they're like, Candace, they were like having a good time, like cutting up. And then Candace was took Robin's slippers was like, we're going to have a talk soon.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, unfortunately, Karen turned that right around and, like...
Grandma and Grandma leaving the Good Time Girls.
I know.
It's funny that, like, that Giselle likes to paint Karen as Grandma number one, but you are Grandma number two.
Yeah. I mean, like, Giselle just wants, like, to go back to her room. She probably, like, saved herself, like, a cannoli or something.
If there's one thing Giselle likes, it's dessert.
It's dessert. She's just like my mom, actually. My mom loves dessert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. What's your mom's, like, favorite dessert?
Well, it depends, but it's, like, we always know that we've
What's in, like, the circulation?
So there's, like, ice cream. There's, like, different kinds of chocolate, like, a cookie. Like, it's she likes to do a mishmash, like, plate or bowl before, like, she goes to bed.
Okay. We don't have, like, a particular cake or pie or...
She wouldn't say no.
Okay.
But I think it's like easier stuff than that. Like, she's a single woman who lives alone, so she's not going to, like, have a whole pie around. Though I know you can get, like, half a pie or individual slices. But I mean, like, she'll go to the grocery store with no agenda and, like, figure out what she wants there.
Yeah. I mean, some of those desserts you, like, buy. And you could, like, you could buy it, portion it out, freeze.
Okay, Karen.
And then unfreeze. Am I Karen? Karen who? Huger?
Yeah, you're literally talking about the pie of Robin.
Oh my god.
I thought you were doing it on purpose.
Am I Grandma Ma Karen? That was not a bit. Maybe I'm just, like, on the same wavelength.
You can buy a pie.
You put the quarter in the freezer, and then you take it. Oh my god! I actually have tears in my eyes.
I literally thought you were doing it on purpose.
See, there's actually, to the naysayers, there's a lot of fun to be at a Potomac. We're having so much fun, guys.
Distillery. Would you rather go to the distillery or the shoe store? I would say a shoe store because full bar and you get to look at shoes.
Yeah. You know, I could, like, use one of their little honky tonk shoes, I think. Right.
If you ever rolled up with, like, cowboy boots,
these boots are made for walking, but when you wear the boots, like, sometimes you don't even know you're wearing the boots because the pant leg covers it. Right.
Not those pants. You wear, like, kind of skinny jeans. No boots would go under those.
Oh, yeah, you're right,
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I have to get, like, a little... Do they have a loafer there?
Maybe. Or wider jeans. I think we as people, we're not supposed to wear skinny jeans anymore.
Oh.
Even though I famously am wearing
them. I know, but the... Okay, so the Gen Z is telling us no more.
I guess.
Mm. Or just, like, fashion in general.
I guess.
You just got stuck in your style.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Over in the distillery. We're having some fun.
We're doing comedy where Karen thinks that we're at a brewery.
Oh my god.
And Mia thinks we're at a winery.
Do you guys have any wine? And then like after Karen was corrected, she's like, oh, so like is this where the beers are? Karen is MVP. Karen is Grand Dame. Karen is
Grandma.
First chair. Grandma number one. If there was ever a question, if we were ever doing that ranking that we did back then, I think there would be no competition for Karen to be number one.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Giselle's probably going to have her first reunion where she's not in the first chair this year.
Oh my God.
That's history.
That's history in the making. Is there anything else about the girls?
I mean, like, there was the moment where, like, Mia pointed at the crow and, like...
When he's like, no.
Yeah. Not great.
You gotta give it to a lot of the girls. It felt like today we were, like, willing to mishmash with people we weren't willing to mishmash with.
Yeah, though we are, like, reeling towards something bigger, I think, with Wendy and NECA. Mm. Like, every time NECA was, like, telling a part of her story, it would be, like, Wendy in the corner, like, not looking happy.
Disassociating, yeah.
Yeah. We got... I mean, like, I thought the NECA wedding thing was interesting to me.
Yeah.
And we actually... Yeah. They got married at Watergate.
Mm.
Nixon, Lewinsky.
Nixon, Lewinsky. Yeah. So... this was a great episode, I would say.
It was good. It was entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, it's not reaching the heights of some of the shows.
I do, like, still want to talk about Austin, because I think we saw signs of, like, we're still Austin in this episode, and I think there is a conversation to be had. I've never been to Austin, but as an onlooker, which we touched on, I think, last week, I think the Keep Austin Weird thing... there's a fight happening.
Like a NIMBY YIMBY fight?
I think the tech bros are moving in, and Austin is...
Oh, doesn't, like, Elon live there now?
Elon, Joe Rogan, like, I think all those people live there. And I think, like, people are still trying to keep Austin weird, but I think they're losing Austin. It's a tough fight. I think it's, like, it's going the way of San Francisco.
Oh, interesting.
You know how San Francisco used to be, like, queer and weird? You don't
know. No, famously, when I was there, I was like, show me the queer people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Let's go to Salt Lake City.
Let's go.
Oh my God, you guys. What a place to be.
What?
In Bermuda.
What a place to be. What a group of gals to be with.
Just six strong.
I mean, like, Heather Gay hosting her own Renaissance tour.
Oh my God. Evacuate the dance floor. This is an emergency test of the Beauty Lab and Laser equipment.
It's like, she saw Angie K earlier this season. She's like, I'm taking notes.
I'm going to serve C like Angie. Okay.
Serve K.
Oh my God. Move over.
Punch with the K.
You're going to serve K now.
Yeah.
We are also going to have a celebration of life for Monica.
Yes.
Seemingly her first birthday party ever.
Queen for a day.
Queen for only one day. And we've got, I mean, people, we're also making up. Going from Potomac to this, it was like the cast knew to keep things moving, fun, fresh, boop, bop. Until we get to the end.
Yeah. Meredith stumbling out to, like, Monica's birthday party, like, while they're decorating, and then, like, pretending to know how to use a tape dispenser to put up decorations. Iconic.
Oh my God.
Meredith, I say, having a barn burner season.
No. Okay. Meredith, when not in Salt Lake City, having a barn burner.
Just, like, confused.
When she's in her own space, which is like not even her space because she's a New Yorker, but
a native New Yorker.
But when she's in Palm Springs, when she's in Bermuda, that's when she's really shining.
Exactly. And I mean, like, housewives shine the best on vacation, famously.
Okay. So we are,
I will say one thing that bugged me about Monica's birthday.
Oh,
is Heather placed her looking away from the beautiful view.
Ooh.
And it's like, if it's my birthday, yeah, give, I want to look the view. At the beautiful ocean.
Give me the view.
Yeah.
I mean, Meredith should be placed away.
No, Meredith. Well, Meredith's in the only room without a view, so exactly. She should get to see it.
No, so she's used to it. Okay, so we are riding around. We're going to the beach.
Beach, let's get away.
We are playing Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, let's play.
For the these men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, everyone seemed to want to marry Justin. And I don't want to look at that.
Rolling around in the mud?
Yeah. Okay, I would marry John Barlow. Fuck Seth, because you know he's a freak. He likes his butthole touched in the tub.
Okay, so that's the one to be freaking with.
And then kill...
There's not that many men.
Heather Gay's ex.
Well, okay, yeah, sure. There's just not much to work with here.
Okay, well, you... Then do some work.
Okay, so...
Oh, actually, should Angie Kay's husband be the F?
Maybe I'll marry him.
Oh, that's who I want to marry. Yeah. Sorry, John Barlow.
Marry Angie Kay's husband. Fuck Seth. Kill.
John Barlow.
Kill Gay.
No. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
What's his first name?
Mr. Gay. Did you see the thing online?
We're being really silly this episode.
Did you see the thing online where there was like alternate casting, like people who were maybe supposed to be cast on Salt Lake City this season but like didn't make it? And one of them looks just like Heather Gay.
Oh.
And but with brunette hair.
Stop.
And people have been calling her Heather Straight.
Wait. Okay. All right, Brendan. Brendan, you have to text it to me because I'm going to put it in the promo carousel.
Okay. And I need to credit German to the show Gemma for bringing this to my attention today. He literally sent me like voice memos of just him laughing.
I'm crying.
Doesn't she look just like her?
That is fucking... And they're straight.
And they're straight.
Oh my God.
I don't even know her name. We need to like do a little research to figure out her name.
Please. Oh my God. Please. No. I'm like, we need a 7 snowflake cast next year. I swear to God on my friggin' knees, Andy. Like no more Mary nonsense and make it be fucking Heather Straight.
We need Heather Gay, Heather Straight, Heather Pansexual, Heather Bisexual, Heather Queer.
Oh my God. Okay. So then it's Monica and Lisa going for a walk about...
No, it's Angie Kay and Lisa going for a walk.
Okay, Angie Kay and Lisa going for a walk.
About the accusations about that Angie Kay is the head of the Greek mafia.
Okay.
And they're wearing... Like, Angie's in a bikini top that matches Lisa's... Top.
Yes. Like it's very Project Runway, like three models like in the same show. Like when they have a group challenge.
Well, yeah, it's like very fashion line where like things look are similar. Up. Yeah.
Okay, they're wearing the same thing. The little montage they play while we're discussing accusations of Angie Kay. I'm laughing. Her scooting onto the flamingo floating.
She's iconic.
Accidentally. Okay.
How did we come to learn about this woman? And like, I myself will criticize myself for complaining.
About us getting the wrong Angie.
That us... Well, I do think that if Angie H. was here, she would also be serving iconography.
Okay, yeah.
But I didn't believe in Angie K and I regret.
Mm, okay. It's good to acknowledge your mistakes.
Yes.
Okay. Monica's giving a performance of a lifetime on Sprinter Van. We're just like chit-chatting about nothing.
She runs off.
Runs off crying.
Finds a bathroom.
And this was in the trailer. And I thought this was going to be like related to a woman on the show. But it's her family refusing to see her on camera.
Yeah. And Lisa goes after her. And Monica basically says she thinks it's her mom who stepped in.
Yeah.
We have now in 2023...
Mm. I think we were in 2023.
We have now in December 2023 figured out, and Monica's admitted that her mom had nothing to do with it. It was more like, I think what happened was, from like the text messages I read, Monica didn't contact the family directly. She had producers contact them. And I think the family like got freaked out that like they were only like dealing like through producers.
So my question is like, I only read some screenshots and I think you sent them to me. Like, did Monica acknowledge like, oh, I didn't handle this the right way?
I don't know. And also like, I don't know why she's posting these screenshots of texts with producers. Yeah. I don't think it's going to help her.
Yeah, I'm fearful.
I think we've got a one season.
No. Ooh. Don't say that.
I'm knocking on wood.
No,
quietly.
No, because Meredith said, I think there is a possibility of us working with Monica in the future.
Well, Meredith is a consummate professional. Miss Heather Gay, not to be confused with Miss Heather Straight, said the opposite.
Okay. Well, because I think like I think whatever's going on with Monica, like, Heather's on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Isn't it wild that we've got four women on this cast who have done as many seasons of Housewives as Jill Zarin initially did?
Oh, yeah. I always think about Jill Zarin's four-season run.
I always... That's like my...
That's your barometer.
That is my barometer. Seasons. Because like she was the doll back in the day. She was the iconic doll.
For you, it was like that. That's like one of the pillars of Housewives.
Yeah. She's how I found out about Twitter. Now X.
Look at you now. Okay. So then pirate dinner.
Okay. Let's give it to Monica.
Oh my God.
For going all.
Fucking.
All-o.
Look. A look. And then also like. Normally you would like drag someone from trying to do this. But Lisa's like.
Hoop earrings.
Her hoop earrings. And like her complaining about her like dangly gold belt.
I don't have a complaint about anyone's look. Like Meredith's trying to make it fashion.
Oh, wait. Meredith in her little like leather skirt and turban.
A Whitney straight like from Party City.
Mm-hmm. Where she belongs.
And I mean like Heather's was good. I liked her hat.
Mm. Yeah.
What was Angie's look?
It was probably Greek. No, hers was actually like was like a billowy, poofy, like pirate dress
thing. Oh wow.
Yeah.
That reminds me of like this reminds me of like Drag Race. Like I wonder how many like suitcases they all needed to bring their looks.
The producers told them, okay, you got a pirate look, you got a little girl look.
Also, a Drag Race trailer dropped today and like no one said anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, we're down bad.
We're not saying anything.
So we're going into the caves, and we're walking down 1,000 staircases and ramps to get into the caves.
This is a beautiful setting for what is taking place.
I want to go into the caves. Mm-hmm. Do you think they've got a cave restaurant in Brooklyn?
No. I don't think there's a cave here.
There could be.
Okay. Where do you land with the accusations against Meredith Marks? Her reaction, it felt like the gears were turning and she was trying to figure out how to respond, didn't it? Instead of being just like, no. no, this is ridiculous. She was just kind of like,
To me, it seems below her. Just like gut feeling, it seems below her. But if I'm looking at the facts and the evidence.
I'm looking at the, as a juror does.
As a juror does.
And, okay, here's the thing. Here's exhibit A for me.
Do you want to enter that?
Oh my God. I need to enter that into evidence. People's exhibit A. Monica, who has never been on the show before, not even as like a friend like Angie K. Who's sending her DMs? She's not famous.
That's true, but she has been...
in the orbit,
in the mix. She was in...
Jen Shah's... Wet Ass.
WAP video. I don't know. I don't think anyone's sending... Yeah, you're right.
It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That, like, if we're going to... We should break fourth wall a little bit for that. Like, why am I getting this?
I just, like... I don't see it for Meredith in this way.
You don't see her doing this.
Yeah, she...
But I liked Exhibit B being like, oh, why did Meredith say, are you receiving weird DMs?
Right. I don't know. I mean, like, are Meredith and, like, Brooks Marks, like, sitting at home in bed, like...
DMing? Maybe.
Maybe.
Rolling their face?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a great time.
Yeah, I love them. It is wild. Them coming back from, like, last season was okay, but, like, people viewed it as, like, lackluster. And them having this, like, iconic season.
Yeah. I would say last season was lower tier. Not lowest tier, but lower.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of lowest.
Winterhouse. We don't have to spend a long time here. Okay. But there's things worth mentioning.
Did Jason say goodbye?
he
was not in this episode.
He went from Winterhouse to the Roni premiere with me.
I just like don't remember him leaving.
It's like everyone's coming and going. I mean, like Sam and Schwartzy are coming at the same time, basically.
And then when Amanda was like, I'm leaving tomorrow. I was like, wait.
Did you cry?
No, I was like, you got here late.
She hasn't really contributed much.
But how can you leave early?
She's got... Graphic design.
But she's going to be in the last episode. So is there another night?
I guess.
Next episode?
I don't know.
I got to say, it was a casting misstep to not have Sam on this cast.
Mm-hmm.
She breathed some life into this episode, I would say.
Yeah.
This season.
Mm-hmm.
Her versus Malia was interesting to watch.
I know. Malia. Malia's a weirdo. I'm sorry. You're
a professional weirdo.
You're like excuse for like whatever behavior that you're doing in front of somebody's girlfriend being like, oh,
I have five brothers.
I have brothers. Okay. I've got sisters. I'm not tackling women in the street. Psycho.
Okay. Malia? Why is Malia reporting from the ocean while we're in the clubhouse during the reunion?
It's so stupid.
Come on.
That's what I hate about Yachty's.
It's take like, a day.
Like, go home.
Go home. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay. Danielle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It just gets worse and worse.
It's really bad. Like, I'm not saying that Alex has been a great communicator in all of this, but in this last chat, he's like, I want to be friends. Can we just try to be friends and coexist?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's hard. We have to remind ourselves. We are watching something that took place over...
A few weeks.
But for us, it feels like months. And you're like, oh, stop. Just stop. Like,
yeah. And also, like, I think I previously said on another episode that, like, I get where she's coming from because it is... horrible to be in tight like quarters. You have a guy that you're fucking and then he is like turning around and like interested in other women like in the next breath, which is also psycho. So actually I take back. Alex, fuck you.
But she is she is something.
She shouldn't be in this house this close after this breakup. And like let's
this close to the
to the Hub House stuff too.
Breakdown.
Yeah.
The breakdown and the breakup.
Yeah.
And like, this is her first winter house. Like, they really got her in her weakest moment.
I know. Let's talk about positive things. Brian Benny. What a charmer.
Ba-ba-doo.
Why Ba-ba-doo?
Because he's a charmer.
Oh. Took me a second. For a second, I thought you got your shows confused. I was like, that's not the Family Karma.
Imagine they were Ba-ba-dooing down in Florida.
Family Charm.
Family Charmer.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, was it Kyle that did the roast calling out Casey and the trash, or was that Brian Benny? I can't remember.
There were a couple good Kyle. Casey ones. Like, even Corey had a funny Casey one about, like, will you go and get a new personality or something like that?
Oh, my God. Yikes. You know, the roast challenge was actually, like, the library was open.
Let's get this roast to cook in. I wish they would have shown more of it.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It felt like they only showed,
they did, like one, per
one person. One person for, like, one person.
Yeah. They need to, like, go to the Drag Race School of Editing and, like, give us, like, a tight roast.
Yeah. So next week is finale plus reunion, doubleheader. What I'm looking forward to is...
the Summer House Tease.
We famously get a Summer House Tease at the end of Winter House.
One more thing about Winter House is it kept on showing the date, March 21st. And I Googled, and I Googled, when does spring start?
Yeah.
And the scientists say spring starts March 1st.
I know. No, not March 1st. March 21st. It's not March
1st. I Googled it. They said March 1st. Meteorologists.
Well, no, that's, there's different starts and ends of springs and stuff. Because then that would mean winter starts December 1st. But winter does not start December 1st.
Winter starts December 21st.
So then it's 3-3-3, Brendan.
Oh.
Winter's not... 2 months and...
Okay, oh yeah, so 21st. Okay, yeah, so, but still, we're sitting here on the first day of spring, still calling the show Winter House.
So, I think, like, it stays cooler in that part of Colorado. It skeeved me out when they were in, like, the Northeast, because, like, it's spring in the Northeast.
We need to get cameras up in January.
Yeah. I think it just, like, interferes with the Summer House promo rollout. But I think that they cared less this time because there were only three people from somewhere else on the show.
I know.
Yeah. I want...
you know what they're going to do? They're going to add more yachties.
See, to me, this was a failed experiment.
I liked a lot of it.
Oh, but I don't think you're in the mainstream opinion.
Okay.
That's not bad. I'm just saying, like, I don't... think
I'm counterculture.
Wow, very Gen X. Okay, let's get over to Beverly Hills. I was like confused when we started. What, like, with like a recap of the dinner party with Kyle Mauricio?
Why are we doing this?
Didn't this scene feel like something that was not to be conspiracy theorists, but it felt like it was filmed like out of order?
It was filmed yesterday, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt weird to me. And then like, awkwardly.
Why are we always in that one room?
That's like...
room I've never seen until this year.
Well, that's like, that's the room we go to when we have to, like, fight.
Yeah.
What are we doing this episode? Well, there's a lot of, like, this and that. I love Garcelle, but we're spending a lot of time with her children this season.
I think that's fine.
Aren't we?
I think that's fine. I just worry for everyone's sake, like, bringing a high school girlfriend of a child onto the reality show.
Hello.
It's like, it's kind of like, you know, family picture time and somebody random boyfriend anymore. Or girlfriend jumps in.
Yeah.
It's very that to me.
Yeah.
The girl seemed very lovely, but it's like, I don't know why we're doing scenes.
Yeah. We have our first at home with Anne-Marie.
Yeah. Well, second, if you include pickleball with Kyle.
I don't include that.
Okay.
Because that's...
Yeah, I don't include any pickleball scene.
Well, that's also like cast work.
Sure.
At home work is like you're by yourself with your family.
Yeah.
And forget about 10s, 10s across the board. Or 8.5, 8.5, 8.5s across the board.
Why on earth would anyone ever admit this on national television?
To quote Garcelle, this is a story you should never tell again.
It's crazy.
Ay.
Could you imagine? Also, like, not to put it all on her, but like, for a man to rank a woman in that way, what are we, like...
Cavemen?
At Miss Universe or whatever, hosted by Donald Trump.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that. What else happens before the sun concept? I'm trying to think. Are we hanging out with sun? I like doing that.
Let's just go to the sun concept and like...
Let's go to the sun concept. Who cares? Okay. Cam and Kyle. En route. The sun concept.
How are you feeling about this?
Bad. So I'm glad they're in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think us filming together gets us in a good place.
It never has, never will. Like, Kyle keeps on bringing sisters onto the screen and being like, maybe it'll work out.
And then, like, what a surprise.
She never believes. Like, stick to just filming with Morgan. Morgan should have been at this party.
We did get a Morgan scene. Like, Kyle describing, like, their relationship. It's like, if there's one thing she's going to do, she's going to roast me. Like, we have such a special relationship. Like, I hate when people talk about, like, how unique a friendship is.
It's yeah.
Like, no, it's just nothing.
Actually, to be honest, most friendships are pretty similar. Like, yeah. You get together with friends and you like usually laugh with them and have fun, and like that actually is the definition of friendship. Losers.
Losers.
Also, like, if they want a roast, they should go to Winterhouse.
Yeah.
That would be an iconic pairing in the Winterhouse next year.
Get Morgan Wade in there.
Kyle and Morgan Wade walking in. I mean, Kyle's already got the hats.
Morgan Wade, I need to lay this out there, and I could be speaking out of turn. A woman in her late 20s.
That's a fact.
She is. Okay.
She's 28.
Oh, okay. Yes. It's just like fun.
Are you dragging?
No, I'm not dragging.
Are you? Is there an implication of a dragation here?
It's just funny because like Kyle is an older woman, and these two just like having the time of their lives.
It's like you and me.
Love was winning.
Just Morgan's voice is like so.
No, it's like a Martian.
It's like so. Like I am from the South, raised. I almost said born and raised. I was not born there, but raised there since I was two.
Where were you born?
Massachusetts.
Okay, no, I knew there. I obviously know there's a Massachusetts. Connection at the heart of your story, but I wasn't sure if like the delivery took place.
Yeah. The delivery took place. But okay, what I was getting to is I grew up in the South. She's got the craziest Southern accent.
No, but it's not even like Southern, it's like otherworldly.
I know. It's like, it's almost, oh my God, it's almost like a put on Southern accent.
Oh, like we're doing like drag. We're putting it on.
Yeah. I mean, we're all born naked and the rest is drag.
Yeah.
And someone once said. I don't know who.
A wise woman once said.
I wouldn't.
No. That's not. Okay. The sun concept.
A beautiful story I've called at least 7 times.
A speech of a lifetime being given.
I mean, fucking, it's this speech and
where was Cynthia? Wasn't Cynthia like the song concept, like Atelier in of the month or something?
No, I think Cynthia put out a line of bedding with Sutton's company, and I think it might have happened after this.
Isn't Sutton doing like Atelier in residence? Like, isn't Denise Richards the current one of the month? No. I think she recently announced it.
Is this store making a dollar?
All right, that was the question I posited to Twitter.com, aka X.com. Are we turning profit? Where are the books? Where are the monthly ledgers?
I don't know if we're turning profit, but we're turning, honey.
We're turning looks, honey. Like, the girls are closing because we can't pay the rent, as Kyle described. But are we just, like, paying rent as a hobby?
I mean, I really want to know, like, how much rent would be in that area of West Hollywood.
Looks like a lot to me.
Do you think it's, like, $300K a month?
No.
I'm just trying to, like, think about it with, like, her monthly allowance in mind.
Oh, she's not. I don't think she's dropping the whole allowance on rent. That'd be beyond.
But, like, how much, like, is a retail store?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, let's talk New York.
It's too much.
I thought I had an expert on him.
Oh, my. It depends on, like, the area, dude.
Not dude.
You're duding right now.
Harry Duden. Oh, that would be like a good drag king name. Harry Duden.
Okay, so we're at the party. And like, Sutton and Kyle, two sisters, going at each other like two sisters.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sutton's the third sister.
Well, she's the fourth sister. She's Kyle's third sister.
Yeah.
But there are four sisters.
Yeah.
Can I drink this, Mom? And like, poor Kim, confused. Oh. She's like, are you talking about Big Kathy? Kim should just not be here. It's not a good space for her to be in. She just wants to be drawing on the walls.
I know. I'd buy some of her work.
You want them to like cut the sheetrock out of the wall?
Yeah, Kim shouldn't be here. Just, she doesn't fit. She never really ever fit seasons one and two, but
we're
like, not,
we've evolved.
We've evolved
as an audience.
And like, we can have people like Camille and Denise dip in and feel natural in that space. Mm. But like, something about like Kim hugging Erica Jane is just like, just let Kim go home.
Yeah. I did have fun when Sutton told Dorit that Crystal like said what Dorit was saying behind Sutton's back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dorit got and then Sutton got the lecture from Dorit.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun times.
Yeah. Crystal is like being a Sutton soldier this year in a fun way.
Finally.
Yeah.
We've been banging on our friggin' knees for years.
Yeah.
Amory versus Sutton.
Esophagus talk.
Esophagus talk.
Ooh, we should rename this podcast Esophagus Talk.
Yeah. That's finally the name that you want to land on after hating come through all these years. Winner, Sutton.
I mean, like, her line about, like, should we all go to the doctor together to get my esophagus?
Do you need my insurance card? Yeah. Ask him if she needed my insurance card. That was, like Mortal Kombat fatality. Yeah. Like, get over here.
Oh, like, ripping the heart out or whatever, yeah.
Oh, like, do you want my insurance card?
Name him.
Name him. My healthcare provider.
Name him, actually, like... is going to go down in history.
I know. She finally might surpass. I thought you were going to be a little boring.
Yeah. I think our grandchildren will be talking about name them.
They will.
Yeah.
They'll be naming them.
Isn't it so embarrassing that like the people who will come after us will mm-hmm. find out that we have this podcast about mm-hmm. housewives and maybe listen to it.
Years of nonsense.
Like 100 years down the road, people are like, oh, like they're doing their 23andMe or whatever. And they're like, I really want to know about my ancestors. And it's this.
So right, I'm just curious, like who's paying for the hosting of the podcast when we're long gone?
No, Tim Cook's just going to keep it.
Oh, Tim's keeping. Yeah. She's keeping it. Okay. Yeah, that's it for Beverly Hills, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Miami.
I love a scavenger hunt.
Okay, so Miami for me was more of like an avant-garde art installation of just like running around acting funny.
Yeah, we've got our comedy queens.
We're doing a scavenger hunt. We're like grabbing dildos and boobs.
I will say, the dildo perfectly matching Dr. Nicole's outfit was a great touch.
Great touch. We've got classic cars.
Oh, yeah. One breaking down.
Hopping in the other one.
Yeah. Is that like a thing in Palm Beach, like getting in a classic car?
I bet you it's like a thing in like Florida, just in general.
Yeah. I know it's a thing in like Cuba.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, you know why?
Because everything's...
Well, because I read this in the history books. Like,
next to Come Through Queen that our children are going to read.
Yeah. So, obviously, we like the United States and Cuba had bad relations for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, all they had were classic cars because we weren't shipping cars down there from the modern day.
Yeah, I knew that. I just didn't know how to say it. Stop. I'm being serious.
Find your words, Brendan.
Drink your juice.
You're on a podcast. Okay. So one classic car breaks down. I gotta say, more comedy afoot as we're all squeezing in together.
Aren't we gonna get arrested?
For what?
Being that many people in that car?
I don't think there's like
there's no police in Palm Beach.
I don't think the police are like policing capacity.
I thought they do.
I don't think they do. You think they do?
If any cops are listening, if we haven't scared you enough after all these years, please chime in.
Sound off.
Actually, don't.
Okay. We go to Elizabetta's. Something Honey to the Show has been to.
Good.
And we're giving half chic, half pub bar culture.
Yeah, Larsa was like, are we at a sports bar? I thought there was like classier places, Larsa, in Palm Beach.
I gotta give it to her.
give her what?
3 years in. Still giving me something.
I love Googling photos from before.
The before times.
Yeah.
Okay. The crucifixion of Marisol Patton. She's getting it from every angle.
Yeah.
Even her bestest of friend.
Judah.
Alexia is giving Judas.
God, remember when that came out? What an iconic moment.
That was a time. I mean, all the girls are like, well, I mean, actually, it's the conversation started from a place of reconciliation and love, of like Marisol being like, I don't like how I act, like I'm acting around you, Adriana. And we're like cheersing and da da da. But then Julia kind of like keeps the ball going.
Julia, underrated housewife.
Mm. Yeah. No, she actually is great. Yeah. Alexia picks up the ball. Kind of being like, yeah, you like bring things up and then I get burned for it.
Oh, yeah. Alexia is now the biggest defender of Julia.
Mm.
It is so interesting, and we've said it before, how big of characters Marisol and Adriana are on the show.
Yeah.
It's like so confusing.
It is very confusing because it's like this dinner is somewhat focused around like their reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Like these are two friends.
Yeah.
Two of our bestest of friends.
But it works.
It works.
And they've got the best houses.
And then we got... Yeah, I actually still haven't... You said like you...
Didn't I send you the link?
I know you sent it, but I just didn't watch it yet. You summoned the Adriana House tour to occur.
It appeared online after we were talking about it last episode.
Yeah. I need to sit down and watch that. Okay. And then we get to Kiki kicks off the Lisa stop talking about Lenny conversation.
Good.
Please save us. I mean, like, I truly don't understand, like, do you hear yourself?
Yeah. It's so annoying, but I also, like, get it.
Mm.
Like, this man is terrorizing her life.
Yeah.
Or they're both terrorizing each other's lives in to some extent, whatever. Who knows?
Sure.
But it's like, come on. Like, don't you want to, like, have a night out with the girls and not have to, like, talk about it?
Yeah.
Also, Aroma 360 doesn't want to hear about Lenny.
The way that, like, we're entering this laboratory, like, she's curing cancer.
Also, like, is this, like, some of the most seamless spawn con? Like, how much are these people being paid for this?
I didn't really think about that, so pretty seamless.
Or vice versa, yeah.
And then, like, all the other girls who didn't go to the scent-making moment kind of being like, enough is enough, Lisa.
Yeah. I think I would go to scent. I don't know if I need to play croquet.
Oh. Well, like, it seems like the girls who went to croquet didn't actually want to play croquet. They just didn't want to go to the scent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it for Miami.
Yeah, it was a fine episode.
Yeah.
Next episode, they go to Mar-a-Lago.
No, they don't.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. A freak of the week and the one true queen.
Okay, our freak of the week is the fact that in the Vanderpump Rules trailer, there was no sign of Christina Kelly.
We asked nicely, and maybe we have to start asking not so nicely.
Yeah, I'm going to ask meanly.
Christina Kelly, main cast.
Please. She saved the show last year.
Like, there would not be a season 10 resurgence without Christina Kelly.
Like, literally. Please.
On our friggin' knees. Okay.
Okay. So our one true queen.
Our one true queen.
Someone who did appear in this. Okay. Megan O'Toole, King Edmonds.
Megan the Stallion.
Biden King appearing in the background of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And Megan King Edmonds Biden O'Toole King Biden the third.
And credit for that goes to Cara Berry.
Cara Berry. Okay. Ms. Megan. Semi-blurred. Out of focus, I would say. Out of focus?
I mean, my eyes saw her clearly.
Oh, yeah, but, like, you're looking for her.
No, she was there. She was right in the camera.
And we're giving Larsa Chiron. We're giving Cynthia Chiron. We're giving Faye Chiron. We're giving everyone, all the girls Chirons.
Mm-hmm.
Megan does not get a Chiron.
Sad.
And she places herself
right behind Sutton.
Right behind Sutton during the speech.
Beautiful.
I wonder if, like, was she there to help with the ring investigation that Sutton and Garcelle were conducting?
I kind of have a theory of, like, how she got there. So
was she the atelier in residence for that month?
Yes, of course. So another Megan was present that you saw a flash of. Megan Weaver from Jeff Lewis Live.
Oh.
Who famously had the big feud with Heather McDonald.
Mm.
But Megan Weaver obviously is a chump. Megan King Edmonds is a chump.
Ooh, so two chumps arm in arm.
I wonder if they came together. And Sutton is a chump too.
A chumpette.
Yeah, well, we just call them all chumps, gender neutral.
No, we were talking about
talking about the chipettes earlier because Nicole from Big Brother looks like a chipette.
Okay, we do dip a toe into Big Brother reindeer games in the pre-show if you want to tune into that. Just a lay of the land. Next week, the 8th annual Family Stone recap episode.
Extravaganza.
Actually, we go pretty long, surprisingly. Like, I think like a smooth 45.
Yeah, and if you think about it, 8th annual. That is high school and college.
That's high school and college. We got that next week. And then also for the Patreon girls next week, we can't leave you hanging. We're ranking the new dolls of 2023. So you're going to want to tune into that next week.
You'll never guess who's number one.
Well, you probably will. We'll be back the week between Christmas and New Year's with a regular episode.
If I make it back from Christmas.
Catching up. We'll have a lot to catch up on with Rugged. And that's that. We'll see you there. So just like, comment, subscribe, harsh, or retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.